The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Bav Mitzia Daf Tzadik Zayin really starts from Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, deals with the inyan of Meiso Machmas Melocha. We know as Shoyel is Chayiv in any oinus that happens. There's a din of Kol Anal Shaloi. Since all the pleasure is being realized by the shoyel, and he's not paying for it, he has to pay for any type of mishap that might happen, even if it's an oinus totally out of his control. Yet, there is a ptur, if it's meso machmas malocha, if because of the malocha, because of the work that's being done, it dies, or something happens to it, it gets weakened or damaged, there the shoyel is going to be potter. And which is a very interesting thing. The same thing can happen, basically, if it's laying idle and nothing's happening to it, and all of a sudden an oinus occurs, you'd be chayiv. However, if while you're using it, something happens, even if it's an oinus, while you're using it, you're potter. We have to understand this halacha, and I think to bring out the tam adover, the reasoning, for this tour, I'd like to analyze three different cases that have been dealt with and to try to understand and to show a nafkamina and how the Rishonim learned this tour, the tour of Meiso Machmas Malacha. Why is it that if every Einus is chayiv for, all of a sudden, if it happens during the Malacha, that would make him potter? There was a yeshiva bacher who needed to go to a chasana. He didn't have a car. So he asked his friend if he minds if he borrows his car for the evening. His friend didn't need it. Reuven didn't need his car. Shimon borrows the car. Chasna was in Williamsburg. Reuven told him, by the way, you're not insured. Insurance only covers me. Shimon said, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. On his way to the Chasna, driving to the Chasna, from the side of the road, a huge boulder rolled down from the mountain and fell onto the hood of the car. Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to him. The car was basically totaled and the car incurred a damage. Damages were tens of thousands of dollars. The car was basically worthless. Insurance didn't want to pay. The question was, does Shimon have to reimburse Reuven? He was a shoyel. He borrowed the car. He was not paying him for it. It was an oinus. There was no way for him to prevent this stone from falling on his car. It was not his fault in any stretch of the imagination. However, maybe one can say that since I was borrowed it to drive on the road, and I was driving on the road, this is considered a case of meso machmas melocha, and therefore I would be potter. That's one case. Second case is a similar case of a bachur borrowed his car. He told his friend that he'd like to go to a chasana in Williamsburg. Does he mind if he lends him his car? And Reuven, again, generosity of his heart, lends the car to his friend to go to Williamsburg. Mitamol, the borrower decides, instead of going to that chasana, he has another friend that's getting married closer to his yeshiva, and instead of going to the faraway chasana, he's going to go to the closer chasana. So he goes to different mahalach, he goes on different roads, and on his way to the chasana, the car overheats. It was an oinus. The light was broken. There was no way for him to have known. It was not his fault at all. The car overheats. Again, do we say that that's meisa machmas malach or not? Or maybe, since I borrowed the car really to go to Williamsburg, although I assume that you have no issue if I would go to a closer chasana. If not, if anything, you might be more, you'd rather that I went to a closer chasana. Is there a p'tur of meisa machmas malocha in such a case? And the third case I'd like to analyze is if a person borrows something that he knows his friend is not makpid on. He lives together with his friend for many years. They're bochum together, and he's asked him many, many times if he can borrow some type of electrical device, a tape recorder, or something like that. But he didn't ask him specifically if he can borrow it this time. Or other cases where a person borrows something with a heter, he's allowed to borrow it. L'mashal, there's a din that a person's allowed to borrow a bar mitzvah. Maybe in certain circumstances, if you're in shul and you don't have tefillin, and you see a pair of tefillin lying around, possibly you might be able to use those tefillin in certain circumstances. What happens while you're putting on the tefillin, all of a sudden the strap breaks? Not your fault. You didn't do anything different. You put on the tefillin like you put on tefillin every morning. Do we say in this case also, meisa machmas malacha? Or possibly since, although he was allowed to borrow these items, but since he didn't have explicit rishus, possibly that would take away the sorah of meisa machmas malacha and he would be chayav. In order to understand these few halachos, we'll turn to a shaila that was posted to the Trumas HaDeshen many, many years ago. The Trumas HaDeshen and Simen Shin Chof Ches says, brings down a case of a chayal soinim. There was an army of bandits that came to a city, and everybody had to go out to fight. There weren't many klei zayin. There weren't many shields and swords to fight. Reuven goes to his friend Shimon and says, "Can I borrow your shield?" He allows him to borrow it. They go fight, and the soinim, the goyim, who were fighting, overpowered the yin, grabbed the shield, grabbed the sword that he borrowed, and ran off with it. Question is this Mesa Machmas Malacha or not? So, the Trumas HaDeshen refers us to the Gemara in today's daf and of Tzadik Zayinam and Aleph. The Gemara over there has two Lashonis, two different questions in the Gemara. There was a fellow who borrowed a cat from his friend. The achborim, the rats, the mice, gathered together and overpowered this cat and killed the cat. What's the halacha? Do we say kimeisa machmas malacha? Is this considered meisa machmas malacha? After all, the cat was killed in the middle of the war, in the middle of the malacha that he was borrowed for. Oiloi. Omale, Rav Mordechai Ravashi, Hachikomar Avimi Meagrunyo, Shmei Derova. So says Rav Avimi, Gavro the Noshi Kotlu, who Rashi explained that because he shouldn't have succumbed to these rats. A normal cat might have overpowered all these rats, but this cat, for some reason, was weak. He was not able to overpower the rats. So, less dina, but less dina, there is no din or dain that would paskin that he'd be chayv in such a case. The goyin explains on the side that goyis agro. In this case, he would definitely be potter out meisa machmas malacha. That's the first lashon in the Gemara. The second lashon is a similar story. Hu gavra, ochel, achperi tuva, v'chovel amis. The same type of story, but rather, the cat ate too many mice, and because he ate so many mice, he died from overeating. So the Gemara says in the same type of tshuva, in the second lashon, the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Amar Avimi Meagrunya Gavra the Nashi Katluhu Loidina V'Loidaino." There's no dain that would be Michayef him and be potter. Rashi explains it as if somebody was boiled be'ilois harbe. He was too ran after his tibus too much. He ate too much. He overate. His cat overate, and therefore he would be potter because of Mesa Machmas Malacha. Let us analyze these two. The first case, there was a weakness in the cat. The cat was too weak for the malacha that was presented to him. In the second case, it was not a weakness, but rather, it was a davet study, a side item, a side reason why there was an oinus happened. This cat ate too many mice. And because he ate too many mice, is it a meisa machmas malacha or not? Says the Gemara, it is a meisa machmas malacha. Now, let us analyze these two studim. These two mices, which in the Prisha is Mavur, and Shulchan Aruch and Mefarshim explain that these two stories are really arguing one with the other. What is the Ptura Mesa Machmas Malacha? But we asked earlier, if every oinus, if every time a person, any mishap that happens a Shoyal is Chayef for, why should there be a Ptura just because you were doing the Malacha that you borrowed the item for? And the answer is, there's two Svaris in the Rishonim. The Ramban explained, based on the Gemara in yesterday's daf and daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara says, A member of Lav Lukme Bekilta Shilta. When a person borrows something, he's definitely not borrowing it to put in the closet. Says the Ramban. That if you, the Mashiel, the owner of the item, says, I allow you to borrow my item to do this certain malacha, to use it in this certain way, you're taking yourself a chrayis that it can handle that work that it's supposed to be handling. In other words, says the Ramban, if he does it and it can't handle what it was given to do, it's a pshia samashu. There's a pshia. You the mashu, you the owner of the item, were pshia in that you gave it for a work that it really couldn't handle. Very similar to the first case in the Gemara. You gave a cat a job to attack many mice, and the mice overpowered the cat. The cat, as Rashi says, a normal cat wouldn't have succumbed to this, to the army of mice. And therefore, by you lending me your cat for this job, you were pesheya, you the mashal, the owner of the item, you were negligent and you should have known better. You should have known that it can't handle this task. And therefore, I'm not responsible. The Rajba and the Nebuka Yosef both say a different svar. They say the story is as follows, not because it's a pshia on the mashal's part, but rather the Rajba explains that we know that every person, every time you use an item, it makes it weaker, it damages, it has usage, and the more usage it has, the weaker it gets. When you lend something to somebody, you're basically telling them that anything, I'm allowing you to use it in this way, and anything that's going to happen through the usage, I know there are risks involved in the usage, I know that there are definite wear and tear when you use something. So when I give it to you to use, I'm actually giving it to you to use and to assume any risk that might happen through the usage, I'm okay with it. If anything happens, I'm okay with it. That's why I'm giving it to you to use. I'm not lav l'ukma bekilta shilta. I'm not giving it to you to put in the closet. I'm giving it to you to use. Go ahead and use it. And anything that might happen through the usage, that's part of what I'm giving to you, the rights to wear it down in a normal way. Now, what is the nafkamina between these two explanations in Mesa Machmas Malacha? Our first case is one nafkamina. Shimon borrowed the car from Reuven to go to a chasana. Was there any pshias hamashal in this case? Was the mashal pshia by allowing his car to do something that it really couldn't handle? The car could handle the trip to Williamsburg. There was no problem at all. So according to the Ramban, there was no pshia samashal over here. It was a regular mishap. It was a mishap that happened through regular wear and tear, regular driving to the chasana. It's a regular oinis. We know that a shoyel is chayiv an oinsim. Anything that happens, he's chayiv for. And here, according to Ramban, there would be no ptur of meis or machmas malacha. However, according to the Rajba says that when you lend something, you're assuming upon yourself, you're allowing him to use it in a regular way, and therefore if he uses it in the regular mahalach, anything that's going to happen through the usage, during the usage, is going to be potter. Even if a boulder or a big rock falls down, since I said you can drive on this road, and something happened while driving on this road, the mashal, the owner, was assuming that risk, and therefore there would be a ptur of meis machmas malachos. According to the Ramban in this case, he would be chayiv because there was no pshia samashal, there was no negligence on the part of the owner because the car was able to handle this trip had everything gone regular. There was a oinus that happened, a dovet study, similar to the achvarim, that it was a dovet study, it was something different. And therefore, he would be chayiv, but according to the Rashi, he would be potter. Let us go to the second case. I borrow the car to go to a faraway chasana, and I decided to go to a closer chasana. Am I allowed to do such a thing? Yes. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Ches says that if you rent something to do a hard malacha, you're allowed to use it for a different malacha if it's an easier malacha, if it's going to take less toll on the actual item. So the same thing L'Chayrafi Pashas would be when somebody borrows something. However, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem in the beginning says that the only time there's a ptur of Mesa Machmas Malach is if he does exactly what the Balabais, what they made up he's going to do. But if he's Shina, if he does something else, and he does a different Malacha, he's going to be chayiv. There's not going to be a p'tur meisim achas malacha. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, afilu hikalo mimeno. Even if it's something that's lighter, talina the machmas oisa malacha shishina meisim. And there's a machlekes, the Sma and the Taz, exactly what this means. The Sma learns that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that if you do a different malacha, and because of that, the change of malacha, that something happens, that's when you're going to be chayiv and you're not going to be able to exercise and use the din of Mesa Machmas Malacha, the Ptur of Mesa Machmas Malacha. Because you shouldn't have done, you were, even though you're allowed to do this other thing, because it's lighter and it's easier on the item, but still, if, because you did something that we didn't discuss, something would happen, like if there was on that road that you went on, the new road, there was a drunken driver who crashed into you. So that's because you went on that road, even though it could have happened on a different road, but no, it was on this road, and because you went on this road, it happened, you'd be chayiv. However, if you do the exact same thing, and something that would have happened on the longer road also happened on the shorter road, in that case, there would be a p'tur meisim machmas malacha. The Taz argues, and he says, it's not true. If you do a different pu'ula than you were supposed to, you lose the din of meisim machmas malacha. L'chayr, it would be totally in these two understandings of the din of meisim machmas malacha. According to the Ramban, that the reason why the p'tur meisim machmas malacha is because of what's called pshia samashal, because you gave me your item to use in a way that it couldn't handle. So if you did something lighter, it for sure wouldn't have been able to handle the harder thing if it happened in the lighter work. It for sure would not have been able to handle the heavier work. So there would be a pshia samashal. So according to Ramban, it should be potter, unless going on this road is what caused it. But if it's just the fact that you went on a different road, who cares which road you went on? The fact that you gave me a car that could not handle a 2-hour drive, if it wasn't able to handle a 1-hour drive, it for sure wouldn't have been able to handle the drive that we were discussing, the 2-hour drive. So if you gave me such a car, there is that pshia samashal, and therefore you would be potter. According to the Ramban. According to the other svara, that the reason why you're potter is because I allowed you and I took upon myself any risks that's going to happen through this derech, through this shaila, through this usage. One can argue that I took upon myself the risk to go to Williamsburg, but I didn't take upon myself the risk to go to a shorter distance. Although the risks could be the same. But the reason why I'm part of this is because I told you that I know this risk. I know something might happen. This I'm willing to take upon myself. And that I took it. Really, a shaila is chayiv on everything. He's really chayiv on every einus that might happen. But in a case where he told him, go, you can borrow my chayfetz for this usage, so anything that might happen through this usage, you would be potter because I'm assuming the risk. The mashal, the owner, is assuming the risk. However, if you go on a different route, the mashal never said, I'm assuming those risks. And then therefore, even though it's an oinus, you would be chayiv according to the Rajva. So in this case, according to Ramban, you would be potter, and according to the Rajva, you would be chayiv. Let's discuss the third case for a second. There are many times in Chazal that Chazal allow a person to use something even without the permission of the owner. A mitzvah, we mentioned, is a din that if you have to save yourself, if you have to save your money, and the only way to save it is to use somebody's item, there's a heter, you're allowed to grab somebody's car in order to save yourself a big hefsid, even without permission. Then the question is, fine, what's going to happen in the event that during this trip that you borrow the car without permission, you are allowed to borrow it, there's nothing wrong with borrowing it, it's not also, but do you have a din of Mesa Machmas Malacha? One might say that this is also totally in the same Machloikas. According to the Ramban, that the reason why there's a term of Shia Samashio of Mesa Machmas Malacha is because the owner was negligent in giving it to you for this purpose, because it couldn't handle this workload. In this case, the owner never gave it to you. We cannot tack on him a din of pshia samashil. The owner never gave it. According to the Ramban, in this case, he would be chayim. Although it's an oinus, and it's machmas, the malacha that you took it for, but the mashal never gave it to you for that. However, according to the Rajva, that the Rajva says that the reason why your putter is because the owner is assuming the risks, the owner is giving it for this purpose, and any risk that might happen from this she'ela is potter. One might argue that if Chazal said that you're allowed to borrow it for this purpose, so part of that is all the dinam ha'meisa machmas malacha. If the Chazal said that it's an umdan d'muchach, that of course a person would allow you to use it for this, that means that of course a person would assume the risks that might happen when you use his tefillin, because it's a mitzvah. He's lending you his, it's as if he's here and saying, I allow you to use it. So Chazal are yorid l'seif daitom, and they say that he definitely would let you use it, and definitely allows you to use it in this circumstance, or this takana that he has to let you use it in this circumstance. Part of that takana and part of that assumption is that he would allow you to use it, assuming all the risks that are involved in this loan, in this she'ela. And therefore, he would be pater. Now this shaila about if a dvar mitzvah is something that there's a understanding that you're allowed to use, is there a p'tur meisa machmas malacha? Although I haven't found it anywhere mefurish, but it seems to be a machlekes between the Tzeis HaChoshin, who brings it down in the Trumas HaDesha, and Tzeis HaBavakama. Tzeis HaBavakama in the sugya of Chamisha Shiyashua Safsul Echad, five people sat down on a bench, and the bench broke, and the question is who's exactly responsible. Tosfos says that it has to be talking about a very heavy individual, because if it was talking about a regular individual, then although no one gave anybody permission specifically to sit down on the bench, however, it was understood that a person was allowed to sit on the bench, and therefore, if it was a regular individual, he would be putter because of meso machmas malocha. Which seems to say clearly that even though there was no mashil, there was no explicit mashil, and mashil told him, you can use this bench, but rather, people assumed that they were allowed to use the bench, and their assumption was right, but the question is, where do we find that there should be a tour of meso machmas malocha in such a case? Tosfos is saying quite clearly that even if you don't have explicit permission to use it, as long as you are allowed to use it, because it's assumed that he's not makbid, or because the chachamim said that you're allowed to use it because it's a dvar mitzvah, or possibly because there's a tekanas chazal, these certain things you're allowed to use, there would be a tour of meisa machmas malocha. This would coincide very well with the sheet of the Rishonim, that anything that you're allowed to use comes along with it, Torah Meis Machas Locha. However, the Tzoyz HaChoshin and Simon Shin Ches and Sifkot and Gimel brings down a story of the Trumas HaDeshen, that the Trumas HaDeshen said a Maisa Shehoi that Reuven had a sus in his house. He had a horse that he wasn't using, and there was a fellow, Shimon, who needed to go chase a debtor who was leaving the city, and the debtor went ahead and he was running away. So Shimon took Reuven's horse, and there's a special Tekonis Chazal that a person who needs to chase a Choyv, who's going to have a significant loss, is allowed to take, in certain situations, and borrow the horse without permission. So says the Trumas HaDeshen that it's mutter for him to go ahead and do that. The Tzoyz adds that, however, if this horse would be Mesa Machmas Malachi, he would die on the way, there would be no Ptur. Because although a Seicher has a Ptur Mesa Machmas Malachi, but Zeh Shenot Le Shalom Yidas, because he took without permission, although he was allowed to take it because it was Oymid Laskiroi, but he would not be subject to the Ptur of Beis HaMachmas Malacha. This seems to contradict the Tosfos we mentioned. It could be that that's Guf of the Machlokes Rishonim. Like as we mentioned, the Ramban, who says that it's because of the Pshiyas HaMashal, in this case, he would not have a Pshiyas HaMashal. And that goes very well with the Trumas HaDeshen we discussed earlier, that brought down the case of the war, where somebody borrowed a Saif, borrowed a sword, to fight and was overcome, and in that case he said he was chayiv, and the reason for that is because there was no pshiyas hamashil, and that would coincide very well with Trumas HaDeshen l'shitosoi. In summation, all these three cases that we mentioned are totally in this machlokes rishonim al pi pashtus. In the case of the boulder that fell, where he was driving on the road and something on that road happened to have fallen, where there would not be a pshiyas hamashal. In that case, the Ramban would say he's chayiv, and the other Rishonim that say that the reason why meisa machmas malacha is potter is because you assume all risks. In this case, you assumed the risk of the boulder, and those Rishonim would say you are potter. In the case of the, where he borrowed the car to go an extended derech, and he ended up going rather a short derech, machlokes Rishonim would be just the opposite. The Ramban, who says that because of pshiyas hamashal, in this case, there would be a pshias of mashal. There would be a negligence on behalf of the mashal for lending him a car that really couldn't make the long trip. As we see, it was not even able to make the short trip, and therefore he would be potter according to the Ramban, because there would be pshias of mashal. But however, the Rishonim that said that the reason why there's a ptur of meis machlus malacha is because when a person lends something, he is assuming all risks that might come from this she'ela. So one can argue that although you assumed all risks of the she'ela of the long derech, you did not assume all risks of the she'ela of the short derech, and therefore he would be chayiv. And the same machlokes rishonim would be totally in this case when a person does not have explicit permission to use it, but however he knows that it's mutar for some reason, either it's a mitzvah, and therefore he's allowed to use it, or because it's something that the Baalim for sure are not makbid, you know for sure that he allows you to use it, but he has not lent it to you beferish. According to the Ramban, that says that the Ptur of Meis Machlus Malacha is because of a negligence on behalf of the Mashil. In this case, there was no explicit Mashil, so we cannot attach any negligence to his act. However, according to the Rishonim, that say that when one lends something, he is assuming all risks that might come from this loan. In this case, where the Chacham said that you are allowed to use it and it's as if he has lent it, one can argue that in this case you would also be subject to the Ptur of Meis Machlus Malacha, and therefore you would be Potter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.